day for the Blessed Mother.
First Saturday, and then the first Saturday of the month of her Immaculate Heart, August, and it is her feast day as well. It is the feast day of the dedication, one of the great churches in Rome, the oldest and the most important of her sanctuaries in the capital of Christendom. It's called St. Mary Major because it's the major church, built on one of the seven hills of Rome, the Esquiline Hill. And it is called also the church of, as the feast is today, Our Lady of the Snows, as we'll see in a moment. Now remember about doing your first Saturdays, that what's generally forgotten is that request to keep Mary company, meditating on, or thinking about, one or more of the 15 decades of the Rosary in the spirit of reparation. Of course, all of this is in the spirit of reparation to her Immaculate Heart. That's often forgotten by people in the community. We get the Rosary said, we've done confession and communion. Don't forget the meditation. Sermon's helpful because the sermon time, they say, counts for your meditation. So then if you start meditating and thinking about these things during the sermon, then you just continue it for a while during the Mass, you're good. And I think it's probably a good way to keep Mary company. She's a mother. Mothers want to have their children visit them, right? She wants to be kept company. Just keep, think of it in those terms. And that makes reparation to her motherly heart, her Immaculate Heart. We could do the first joyful mystery, a little bit what we saw last night with the first sorrowful mystery too, the idea of submitting oneself to the will of Almighty God. The story of the dedication of the building, the dedication of this church of Mary in Rome, is the story of doing God's will. Do you recall any of the lines of the story? That John was a patrician, which means he was a nobleman, and he had lots of money, and he and his wife had no children. God never blessed them with children. And so he asks Our Lady if she would agree to be their heir, if he could leave everything to her. And furthermore, would she tell them or let them know, what should we do with all this money? How do we give it to the Blessed Mother? Well, people today, if they're going to give something, they usually say, well, I want a library, I want a wing of a school, and then my name has to be on the outside, and it must be, and you know, the letters that are made out of bronze, and it must be 3 feet high, something like that. And that's all very, very specified, and the schools or the institutions are very grateful to be so endowed, and they carry out their request. But John and his wife, nothing to do with that. They just pray. Show me thy will, O Blessed Mother. Deign to accept the money, show me, how should I do this? So there's a dream that occurs at night, what would have been last night, and this of course is the hottest time of the year in Rome. Usually in Europe, August is the month for vacations because it gets so hot. Everyone goes on vacation at exactly the same time. So it's very, very hot, and in the dream, John and his wife, and also the Pope, poor Pope Liberius, was one of those popes whom the R&R people give a bad press to, but it was actually a very glorious and a true Orthodox Catholic Pope. The three of them have this dream that they're to build a church, and the outline of the church they'll find in snow. The area will be covered in snow the next morning on the Esquiline Hill in Rome. So the Pope gathers a clergy and they go, of course, in a procession, and they're praying the litany, and when they get there, they're astounded to see the outline of a big church, not a small chapel, but a big church, all done in snow. So this was the will of God through the Blessed Mother, and they just carried out. So it was the first of the churches. Later on, the church was rebuilt several times. It houses some of the great relics of Christendom. The relics of the crib are right underneath the main altar, and there is as well the tomb of Pope St. Pius V, and St. Jerome is buried there too, and there's a wonderful memorial arch to the council that declared Our Blessed Mother to be truly the Mother of God. So it's a monument of Catholic history, a magnificent building, and that's Our Lady's chief church. But its lesson is, show me thy will, not my will, but thine be done, as her son, Mary's son, would pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. You won't necessarily have a huge amount of money to endow the church with. You might not leave any money at all. You might not leave only your sins and your debts. I don't know. But you can always pray every day because you have the money of your good works and your thoughts and your strength and your weaknesses too that you offer up. Blessed Mother, show me God's will. Not my will, as thy son prayed, but thine be done. There's a world of holiness there because we get notions and we think, has to be done my way. I know better. And if only the others could see how I really do know best in this circumstance, and why can't they all just kind of go along with the program? Well, that cancels out everything. It's like hitting the delete button on your computer. You just lose all the merit. No, it can't be done that way. First of all, you have to pray. You have to pray to see or know and carry out God's will. And then after that, let me just do the best that we can. This is a practical way of living out the first sorrowful and the first joyful mystery. It's often sorrowful, I'll admit. But the end is joyful when we imitate Jesus and Mary in praying, not my will, but thine be done. We pray, show us thy will. That's a little bit the genius of the devotion of the Mother of Good Counsel, which is in our little sort of a proto-crime room in the back. The Mother of Good Counsel tells us what to do. There's a famous hymn that says, Mother, tell me, what am I to do? That's a beautiful line in that hymn. What am I to do? That's the story of this feast. That should be the story of the sanctity of our souls. Usually, we figure out what we're going to do, and we try to get God to go along with the program. You see how what a mistake that is? No. Mother, show me. What am I to do? Start with prayer. Start with asking. And you know by circumstances, by advice, by possibilities. Sometimes you even get a sense when you pray what God wants you to do. Stay with that program. That's the program that led to this magnificent church in Rome. When the Spanish discovered America, Columbus, the first gold that they found in the New World, they sent back to Spain, and the Spanish king sent it to Rome. It was put on the ceiling of the church, because back then they had that idea that God's glory and beauty in a church, that's what matters. What a wonderful closing thought that you could conclude. Now continue a little bit this thought, this meditation.